Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
Because I didn't have confidence in, the value that I was providing him. And so I didn't feel confident in charging what I should have charged. And so I charged $750, which is not enough. Every time I was working on his project, I was thinking like, this isn't worth it. This is $750. Like I make this in like, you know, not very much time in my corporate job. Why would I be pouring all this effort into his project for such a low amount?
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Gabe Peterson once again. Now, Gabe is relentless. He is always getting back up on his feet. And if you want to know what I mean by that, because I really do mean it, go back and listen to episode 24, the first time we had him on the show. Trust me, he is always getting back up and always getting into something new. And right now, he's up and at 'em with real estate and his podcast, The Real Estate Investing Club. But he also lacked the confidence to price himself properly. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Gabe Peterson, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely. Let's rock and roll.
So I'm glad you're back. I'm excited to have you on again. Last time we talked a lot about your foray into e-commerce, and now we're going to stay in the digital realm and talk about digital marketing. So kind of set the stage for us here. What happened?
Yeah, for sure. So this is my my second business failure. So I'm glad to share this with you guys as well. So many failures. And during my time in e-commerce, I had picked up some chops when it comes to digital marketing. You know, I marketed all my products on Facebook and Google. I learned PPC. So I'd gotten pretty good at that at this time. And along came, you know, on my feed came another ad for, hey, start a digital marketing agency. This is the easiest thing, easiest money you can make. It's the best business model right now. Jump in, just pay $5,000 and, you know, for this course. And so I was like, sure, that sounds good. So, that was my next business. I decided to do, a digital marketing agency. So I created the website, did all the back end, you know, all the work that goes into that, the branding, everything. I had created the Facebook group, Facebook page, you know, the Instagram, all the different assets that you need to get started with social, set everything up. I did it over a long period because at the time I had a pretty, strenuous project that I was working on for my actual job. And so once I had everything set up, it was time to get clients. And so I started Facebook ads because, you know, what better way to get marketing clients than with ads, with actual marketing experience. Turns out that's not the best way to get clients through Facebook ads. So I burned through quite a bit of money getting clients, and I got people to sign up. I did, you know, my own sales calls, and then I started to actually get a client. I got a client in real estate. It was a high-end luxury. He was selling luxury homes, and I was marketing the homes that he was selling. These were like, you know, $5, $10 million houses. So I was like, damn, this is pretty cool. I was able to sell a few houses for him, but then it got to the point that he wanted to scale, and I couldn't do it. I didn't have a team. And the thought of bringing on more people to manage, to get through all of, you know, to get to the next stage, it just kind of drained me. And so we had a heart to heart moment, and we were just like, this isn't going to work. We got to split ways. So I ended that client. And I think I didn't have confidence in the value that I was providing him. And so I didn't feel confident in charging what I should have charged. And so I charged $750, which is not enough. Every time I was working on his project, I was thinking like, this isn't worth it. This is $750. Like I make this in like, you know, not very much time in my corporate job. Why would I be pouring all this effort into his project for such a low amount? So I got to the end of that contract. After that, I started marketing for more clients, but one foot was already out. I was like, this just sucks. Like I had a bad taste in my mouth from that experience. I was on the call with all these contractors. That was the niche that I had chosen, was contractors, because I had already done a flip in real estate. And so I was working with contractors. Contractors are horrible to get on the phone. And so there were so many dropped, sales calls. And I was still working. And so it was just got to the point where I was like, all right, this isn't it either. Like this is not the road that I should be taking. It kind of hurt because I had, on my Facebook feed and the groups that I was in, there were so many people who were doing great in digital marketing. And obviously an agency is a great business model. I would not disparage that at all. I think if anybody is interested in starting their own digital marketing agency, there's a great opportunity out there. But for me, it wasn't the right fit. And again, shut the door. My second business failure, if you call the e-commerce stores, all six of them, then it would be my seventh business failure. But I'm going to say it's my second one, because all those e-commerce stores, we'll bundle those together.
I think everybody who has done any sort of business venture has had that experience of maybe a little bit of an imposter syndrome, thinking, a lack of confidence in their skills and in their ability to deliver, but also the challenge of pricing. And then later on, you figure out, this is not worth it. But for you, on top of what you learned on pricing yourself properly and pricing yourself well, what is it that you learned from this experience?
This one in particular, I learned, there was a few lessons that I learned. So this was, e-commerce is B2C. So it's not, you're not doing sales. So this was B2B. And so sales was heavy. There's a huge portion, in sales, you need to be on sales calls. You need to know how to do sales calls. And so I realized, one of the big lessons that I realized was that, there are so many different aspects to the business and you can't be an expert at all of them. And so you should pick, as the business owner, you should be building the business and not the one executing and doing sales calls and, all these different things. Obviously at the beginning, you do need to be doing that. But even with sales, what I should have done was charged correctly. So, especially if I was going into real estate, I should have charged at least $2,500 a month for my services. And with that, I could, give someone I could hire a sales guy, someone who could take the call, so I didn't have to be on the phone all day long. And then also, doing the actual work of marketing. And I didn't do that. $750. I can't give somebody a 40% commission at a $750. They're going to be like, what? This isn't worth it. So the big lesson was work on the business, not in the business. And then also charge correctly, because when you're priced right, then you can build in the other services that you need in order to run the business.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. If you're off on the pricing, it's going to hurt your morale and it's going to change expectations, and you're going to have a disconnect between client expectations, your expectations, and your will to just do the work.
And it's funny because I talked to the that first client, the luxury real estate guy. I talked to him, later on, because I'm in real estate now, and I talked to him, and he was like, "Yeah, I would have paid $10,000 for you, but you asked for $750." So I was like, "Sure." I was like, "God damn it, shooting myself in the foot."
Yeah, you're like, "Can we go back? I'll do it now." of course, at the end of every episode, we finish with what's working for you. You mentioned that you're in real estate and we've had you on before. So why don't you share once again that one bulb, that one idea, that 1,000th try that is working for you now?
Yeah. So after, I mean, after so many failures, obviously I got good at marketing. And with that, I started marketing for off-market properties and got into real estate. So right now we're doing wholesales, fix and flips, and buy and holds for single family, multifamily, and then also mobile home and RV parks. So, you know, we're closing on a mobile home park right now. And so I ended up finding success in real estate, and I love it. I also launched a real estate investing podcast called The Real Estate Investing Club at therealestateinvestingclub.com. And in the, you know, on the website there, we're also we're launching a course and a coaching program, one-on-one and group. So I'm having a blast doing that. Finally found the thing that worked for me. But you know, I had to go through those ups and downs before I got here.
We always do. And that's what this show is all about, is highlighting those downs and really enjoying those ups when we have them. So I will have all of the links for everything you mentioned in the show notes so that people can go and check them out and partake of your wisdom and see what you do. And with that, I just want to say thanks once again for coming on the show.
Absolutely, Alex. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. This is a lesson entrepreneurs, freelancers, and I mean anyone who has to slap a price tag on their work has to go through. Work hard, improve your craft, and charge what's right. Be confident and deliver. Special thank you to Gabe for joining me once again and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his podcast, The Real Estate Investing Club. All of it linked in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.